Hello, my name is Lavinia. I'm a software development engineer at Louder. Let me also. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm Lavinia. I'm a software development engineer at XWiki. And today I would... And today I will talk to you about LibreOffice-based document editing in XWiki using Collabora Online. To walk you through the agenda, I will say a few words about XWiki, then I will show you quickly how the integration actually is looking. And I will go through some technical details about how the integration was done. To say a few words about XWiki is a wiki-based collaborative tool that enables collaboration. It's a light and powerful platform that allows you to. I'm a bit nervous. It's my first time. It's my first presentation. Okay.
We are nice people.
I know. Okay, so you can customize your wiki based on your needs. Relying on this, you can develop and install extensions. So we did such an extension for integrating with Collabora. I will show you a little bit how it looks. So starting from a basic wiki page, you can go to the attachment section where you can either edit existing Office attachments using the Collabora button, or you can create new Office files that will be attached to this page. This is the form for creating a new Office document. And this is how it looks when you are redirected to a page to edit the file using Collabora. This enables all the Collabora online features. You can also, for example, see the fact that you can edit collaboratively, like you have many people on the same file. On the integration, first I want to thank Collabora because the integration went pretty smoothly and the documentation was really helpful. To integrate with Collabora, you need to rely on the UPI protocol. This is an open standard that allows web-based application to integrate with an online Office server. To set it, you need to first set the actual UPI protocol. There are some REST endpoints for exposing information about the file you want to edit. Then is the UPI discovery step. There is a discovery XML file that provides information about the capabilities the web application exposes. This is provided by Collabora Online. You need to set up the host page, which is the UI the user actually sees. And it's an iframe that embodies Collabora. And there's also the post message API, which is needed for interacting with the iframe. This is optional. You might not need it. For the UPI protocol, there are many REST endpoints, but for integrating Collabora, we only needed these four. Get file for retrieving the file, the XWiki attachment. Put file for updating the file binary content, put relative file, which is needed for the save as action to create a new file based on one existing, and check file info that returns information about the file, such as the name, size, or I don't know if you want to disable some UI. Authentication, this is the most important part of the integration. XWiki had to have the a secure way of editing and viewing the files, you need to use an access token. These tokens are managed by XWiki, so we have to create a unique token for each user. This token expires, and you are denied access to the file if it's a wrong token, of course. The post message API. the web messaging protocol lets Collabora web frame communicate with the parent host page and vice versa. This is the structure of the message that is sent. The post message API enables things like querying the iframe for certain information. You can know when certain events happen, like when a user went idle, when a save action was performed. But you can also send messages like, I don't know, maybe you want to customize the UI, you want to insert a button or other UI things. Or you can also perform a save action yourself. These are some use cases when we actually needed to use the post message API to show you how it works. The, as I said, XWiki is the one responsible for managing the tokens, for editing securely the files. So every time you save a document, we are looking at the doc modified status message that we get. We check if the token isn't expired actually, because it has a lifetime. And if the token is expired, we renew it on our side, and then we continue the editing. Other use case when we needed to use the post message API is for doing some UI changes. We wanted to integrate the save and exit and close editor buttons. And this is still a work in progress. We haven't released it, but I thought it's interesting to show it. Future work that needs to be done on this application. The application is already pretty mature, but there are still some things for the future. One is what I already mentioned about the save and exit buttons. But also, we also want to have a better token management. Right now, these tokens are saved in memory, and there are some use cases when the tokens might be lost. We have ways to recover them, but we need something better. This was it. Thank you.